President Biden has made his pick for the next Supreme Court justice, replacing retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. In a tweet earlier this morning, Biden announced he would nominate Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, saying, quote, currently serving on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, she is one of our nation's brightest legal minds and will be an exceptional justice. The former public defender is the first Black woman to be nominated to the nation's highest court. Here with more is our very own Alexis Keenan, who's been following the story. Alexis, tell us a little bit more about the resume of Judge Brown Jackson.
She's got a good one, as you might expect. Judge Jackson is 51 years old, and she's now serving as an appellate court judge for the D.C. Circuit. She was actually just confirmed for that post by the Senate in June, so she hasn't been serving in that position for very long. Now, if she's confirmed by the High Court, by the Senate for the High Court, she'll become the first Black woman to serve on the Supreme Court, as you said, and also the court's sixth woman to serve. Along with her bio, Jackson is a graduate of Harvard Law School, and she was a former clerk for retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, who she'll replace. So early in her career, she was a public defender. She also served as a federal district court judge in D.C., and she also served in private practice and was a member of the U.S.'s Sentencing Commission. Now, if she's confirmed, her addition will not shift the dynamic of the court's 6-3 conservative majority, though there's some debate over whether she'll shift the liberal bloc further to the left or if she'll be more of a moderate. So in just more than an hour, we expect to hear from President Biden about his nomination of Judge Jackson. That will happen at the White House, and he's expected to deliver some remarks. And Judge Jackson is also expected to speak at that time, so we'll be watching for that. Now, it's important to note that the last time around in her nomination for this appellate court position, Judge Jackson did get votes from three Republican senators who nominated her and pushed her through to that position. That was Senators Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski. Now, in the past, some of Judge Jackson's rulings have impacted corporate interests, but if we look at her track record on the D.C. Circuit Court, it's a little bit hard to predict and kind of handicapped how she might be as a Supreme Court justice and where she might fall in that liberal spectrum, particularly just because it's been such a short time there. So there's a lot of debate about whether she would fall much farther to the left and perhaps be one of the most liberal justices on the court, or if she'd be more towards the center, more like a Justice Breyer who she'll be replacing. So we'll be watching those comments from President Biden as well as hopefully Judge Jackson at 2 o'clock Eastern time. Brian and Akiko?